Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to our Tuesday night show. And I am super excited to have Vicki on tonight. Vicki is a really good friend of mine, and her daughter have an amazing business that transforms you on the inside and the out. And Vicki, I put your picture up there on the video that I made that you sent me today. And people are like, I love it, I love it. And I also sent it out, so they're like, wow. I go, yeah, that lady definitely needs a spring shave. But I know you're an entrepreneur. Yeah, right? She does, you know. And I know you got a remedy for that, and I know you help a lot of people. You help a lot of doctors. You're a single mom, and you built an incredible business. You and I are starting to work together, and you're a guest on the show because I think, and this is my feeling, and that I know is that people need to take care of themselves on the inside and the out. Meditation is important, and I know you do that, and they need to take care of themselves on the outside. And what is the biggest reason why you think women hold themselves back from, and share with us what you do, and then answer that question. Why do you think that women hold themselves back from doing what they want to do and looking the best they can, in your opinion?
Mm.
And it's a good one. Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, I think that sometimes they let fear stand in the way. I think we all let fear get in the way sometimes, you know, and that can definitely hold us back.
Right. Fear. And tell us everybody what you do, because you help take care of our bodies on the outside. I know that you do juice fast, you meditate, you do a lot of different things. And life wasn't always easier for you, but now you've gotten a lot. You've got a great life. And we and you and your daughter work together, which is so cool. But what do you do?
We have a mobile cosmetic laser business. Hair removal being very popular, and then also taking care of the skin as far as sun damage and broken capillaries, brown spots, acne. Yes. And also a little resurfacing to take away those fine lines, decrease the pore size, tighten the skin. So, you know,
wow.
We are all about skin.
Looking good and taking care of your skin. And, you know, I heard her in the background there. I love you, Ashley. We hear you. So her and her daughter, they look like sisters. But you guys told me something today that you said, you know, women are sometimes afraid to take care of their skin and afraid to get laser because their husbands hold them back. Is that one of the biggest fears? And then I'm going to share this with you. I heard this on the radio, too, this week, and I think it was the radio. 40% of women, and you guys that are listening in know that 40% of women go to bed and do not take a shower every day. They take it every other day. Can you believe that? And they don't wash the makeup.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of potential clients out there, and a lot of them don't take care of they don't wash their face either, wash the makeup off at night. And I know women, we always want to look good, and men too. I get that, but men I think look better as they get older. Personally, I think they do. We have to really work at it with grooming and taking care of ourselves. But why do you think women let men hold them back or are afraid of their husbands? What's that all about? Because I've seen that in my own business. But what do you feel it's about? Do they mean to, or is it just a habit, or are they afraid to spend the money, or what is it? So share with me about that. Share what it's all about.
Well, my feelings is that is the man's issue, and he's obviously insecure. You know, I think men, when their woman wants to take care of herself, can think that maybe she was doing it for other reasons, maybe for someone else, you know, or maybe to leave them. So I think that's where their fear comes into play, and then it spills over onto us women. I lived similar situations like that, so I can understand it. And I think that's where we just have to be strong and rise above it. And, you know, there's only one person that's going to take care of you, and that's you. Yeah, you have to do it for yourself. So
I agree with you.
You know.
Yeah. You think it's like you have to take care of you.
I know your daughter, Ashley, I know that you've been doing, you know, she uses laser, you use laser, you guys use all the beauty, holistic, whatever products that you have, and you're super careful about what you put in your body. And I'm going to ask you guys this question. You work with a lot of different types of women. As I know myself, one of the reasons why I came to you both is I saw your daughter, Ashley, first, and she looks amazing. And then I saw you, and you look amazing. Yep. I was like, yeah, right? And I look at that. So I look at leaders. If I'm going to use any kind of service or business, I'm going to look at the person mm-hmm. who's in charge of that business and see what they look like. All right?
I agree.
See if they take care of themselves. Okay. So on that note, the women that you work with, I know that you work with some different types, but the CEOs, the health professionals, all those, do they have one common thing that makes them want to do this? Is it for themselves, or is it to get a man, or is it to be the best in their business? Do you understand what I'm asking you? I want to know what kind of women. Okay, I'm using women, but I know men use it too as well. Please, go ahead.
Right, but let's face it, you know, the majority of people that do this are, I would say, 85% women, okay? Men do it, but not much. And the women today, as a matter of fact, I had a lady come in that we've seen several times for different things, but she was very concerned about some sunspots on her hands and her arms. And she was explaining to us how she's in real estate and she's been in the sun so much of her life and still is because of the work that she does. But she's also very concerned about her appearance because of what she does. And the way people see her builds on her reputation. You know, I mean, if she presented herself badly or poorly and clearly didn't take good care of herself, then she wouldn't really have a good clientele. And I think that goes across the board for just about any type of business that we as women are in.
I agree with you 100%. And Ashley, I want to ask, if she's listening, I'm going to ask her a question. So, Ashley, you get prepared. But I know you're in your 20s and your mom's like, you're there too. So, good. And your mom and I are, we're about the same age. That's what I say. So, we're not in our 20s, but we look darn good. So, anyway. But,
yes, you guys.
Thanks. I'm going to ask you this, Ashley. You are 20. What? How old are you? Do you mind me asking that on the show here? So, because I want your story here, because it's a good. You're 27, and I know that you started in your 20s, and I wish that I started in my 20s, but I didn't. I just I just didn't even think about it. But you do laser. You do all the things that you do to make yourself look beautiful. And I know that you struggled with acne, okay? Or I don't know if you still do. I can't even tell now. I think you just look beautiful. But what was that like, and how's the laser helped you get a better self-esteem or feel like, tell us about that. Because I know a lot of people suffer with acne, and it's a tough deal there. Please share with us how that helped you.
It makes you very self-conscious, you know, because you always want to try and hide it, whether you're hiding it with makeup or putting your hair in front of your face because, you know, you don't want people to see those ugly bumps that you have on your face, you know, and you feel like when somebody looks at you, that's what they're looking at. But you want them to see you and not what's on your face. And if you can do things to help that, whether it's a skincare regimen, eating good and healthy foods, taking vitamins and supplements, exercising, you know, drinking lots and lots of water, even to help detoxify your body. But then on top of it, you know, do things that will help it on the outside. Laser, skincare, like I said, peels, microneedling, you know, and all those things are readily available for everyone these days.
Right. Even for the average income, you can work that. I mean, you can work it in your income now. I mean, and guys, I'm telling you, you can. And that's amazing. When I look at her, and I know when I'm looking at Ashley and her mom, and I'm talking about Ashley now because she's had acne, and my own daughter has really not so much anymore, but she had acne when she was much younger, and it's like debilitating to go outside. But you are very confident. You're a leader in your industry. You and your mom both are. And so you really attacked it, like saying, okay, I'm going to be proactive about this, and did things for the inside and the outside. And you look amazing and beautiful. If somebody, and there's a lot of, she's amazing, guys. If there is young women in their 20s listening in, and men too, is this something that men can do for their own acne as well as women? And I wanted to ask you guys that too as well.
Of course they can. You're not limited to just women. Teenagers can do it. Boys, girls, men, women, of all ages, actually. I mean, I have a lady that's been coming to me, and she has a teenage son that has acne, and I do photofacials for him, and it has helped him tremendously.
It's a hard age too, to be a young
exactly.
teenager kid, or kid.
High school, and you know,
yeah.
of course, you know, he's at that age where he's trying to find himself, and then, you know, starting to get into girls and everything. So not just girls are self-conscious about it, even boys and young teenagers.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that too as well. Let me ask you guys a question. The sunspots and that kind of thing, that's a real concern. I don't lay out in the sun, and Ashley, and well, Ashley gave me a real good talking to about that. I go, I'm not laying out ever again. My days of laying out in the sun are over. But it really damages your skin. Have you guys ever seen some damage that can't be reversed, or have you seen some damage that is cancerous? That must be hard to know that we laying out in the sun and seeing that. What's that like when you have to tell someone, hey, you got irreversible skin damage here. We're going to do the best we can. But or maybe you've seen a sunspot that's cancerous and you have to refer them to somebody else. That's got to be devastating to do or hard to do.
Well, we always make sure that if we see anything that's questionable, that you go to the dermatologist first and foremost and be checked out. I like you to come, you know, basically with a clean bill of health, knowing that, you know, any skin issues or concerns are not cancerous, and only a doctor can determine that. So that's where you start. And then once you get the clear from the dermatologist, you know, then we can pretty much be very safe knowing that there isn't any, you know, serious medical concerns there. And, you know, then we can just do what we can do. It's not magic, as much as I'd like to think that it's a magic wand, and some people do think that. But it takes time to reverse the damage of years and years of sun exposure or lack of care for your skin and your body. So it takes time to reverse the damage, but it is doable.
Yeah, you're right, it does. It didn't take a day. For instance, guys, I'm going to be real honest on the show here tonight. I have brown spots on my legs and my skin, and I'm a runner, so I'm out running and doing all the time, and I know that you guys are doing what you do all the time, too. I know Ashley's been outside, and I use protection now. But I looked at my stuff, Ashley's so funny because she said, we're going to do it, and she goes, it's going to take time. So she's so patient, and Vicky, you're so patient too. But they've been super patient with me. But for the first time in a few years, I am not wearing makeup on my arms and legs anymore because of what they've done. And we've still got work to do with it. I'll tell you, we've got work to do. I mean, I'm just sitting there getting zapped, and they're like doing the work, you know, or Ashley's doing the work, and her mom's there too sometimes. But that has been the most, for me, to not have to worry about that and to be walk outside with sun protection like anybody else without trying to put makeup on, you know, I guess it's kind of like the acne. It's been such a relief because, you know, I'm in, and we all are getting ready to do some things. I'm in front of people a lot, and I want to look the best I can because they could be looking at me thinking, well, she's a coach. What's up with her arms and her legs, right? You know what I mean? And and I know that I look at people and say, okay, I want them to be near me. I want them to work on my, you know, whether it's my hair, my face, my arms or legs, and I want them to be healthy, and I want them to look the best because if I walk into a hairstylist and they don't have gray hair, I'm not going to use them, right? And so it's the same with you guys. You guys look absolutely right. You guys look your part. And I think as leaders, women especially, men are not judged as harshly as we are. And I feel that maybe you guys are different or think that's different. But I feel that as women and we're leaders in business, I mean, Ashley, you're an entrepreneur at 20, you know, at 27 or 25, sorry, 25, 27. I don't remember. You look like 20 in your 20s.
Yeah,
in your 20s.
We've been doing this for, well, we've been on our own for 4 years. So, yeah, she's been doing it since she's 20, 7 years almost.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so she's been doing it. She's an entrepreneur. But you guys are leaders in your industry. And as women, we've got to look our best. And I feel like that people that are in the spiritual world, the spiritual leaders, teachers, and healers, say, oh, I can wear this and granola kind of outfits now. And I don't think so. I look at Marianne Williamson, a lot of these women leaders, and they look the best. And they spend money on
mm-hmm.
looking the best and looking
mm-hmm.
the part. So you guys think that looking the part is what we've got to do as women, right? So you guys help us look the best we can, right? And that's what I feel you do. You look at me and you, please, go ahead.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think I like to see a woman that takes care of herself, that has pride in the way, in her appearance and the way that she puts herself forth in the world. I think it's important. You know, we all have mirrors. We all use them. So use them to your advantage. And, you know, I'm 54 years old, and I don't expect to look like I'm 20, but I want to be the best 54 that I can be, whatever that's going to take.
There you go. And by the way, you guys, she looks about 35, okay? So, and I'm not kidding. Yeah, okay, we're going to talk about your...
Early?
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like... Yeah, she looks like her sister. Yeah, so sweet. I love that about you guys. They're so close. And you guys are, I love, that's one of the reasons why I love working with you guys. You guys are like a dynamic duo here. But I'm going to share this with you. Men look at women, okay? We look at them, and I know I like a clean-shaven guy. Ashley, we know your mother does too, right? So, but men, when I talk to men, and I did this tonight before in the past couple of days, I knew you guys were going to be on the show. I asked men, I go, what is the first thing you look at in a woman? Okay, besides the body parts, you know, because guys have favorite body parts. We know that. And we as women, we do as well. And the two men told me, to go, I look at her skin, how well she takes care of her skin and what her smile looks like. I said, okay, brushing your
wow.
teeth. And he goes, in your skin. Yeah, he goes, your skin's got to be nice. And another guy told me her hands. And he goes, I want to see your skin. Her skin's got to be soft and looks like she takes care of it. I was like, wow. You know, and he goes, I don't care the age. If I see that, I'm going to be, he goes, I think
wow.
I know she takes care of herself. Okay.
That's
then,
cool. Very
then,
cool.
Isn't that neat? Yeah, these are different ages.
I'm going to start
There's another dude.
Those questions.
Yeah, I mean, and I was sitting there, and this dude, he says, I'm talking to him, he goes, let me tell you what I was in a bar one night, and this woman, we were joking around and playing, and he goes, she flipped back in her chair with her legs up, and it was just a joke. It didn't mean to happen, right? He goes, but I've never seen a woman so shaved on the back of her legs. And he goes, most of the time they forget that part. Men notice that, okay? I was like, wow. All right. Yeah. So then going,
laser hair removal.
Laser hair removal, right? And so I was like, that's amazing. So, you know, guys, and I know you do a lot for guys, so let's touch on that really too as well, because I want to hear what you guys do for the men. Because your son, I know you have a son, he's 20-something years old. I know he just had a birthday.
Yep, 25.
Yeah, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25, okay. And so what did you, like,
well,
what do you do?
Well, for him, and also I had a client today, a return customer, which I absolutely love. He has what we call folliculitis, and that's where the hair on men's necks become ingrown because of all the shaving and pulling on the skin. So the hair becomes ingrown, and it causes an irritation and sometimes an infection, and it can get really bad and painful for them. So to fix that, if you eliminate the hair, they're no longer shaving. The hair can't get trapped beneath the surface of the skin to become infected, and it completely alleviates that situation. And I see that a lot, and I have done my son, but he didn't have that particular case, you know.
Right. But, your son was
free.
Like, He's like, yeah, it works on me. And he's like, he showed me. I was like, wow, that's really neat, you know, because I like a guy that's clean shaven. I was like, wow, you know. So anyway, Vicky and I have a good
guys
time.
Guys like women
too.
That are clean shaven.
Yeah, they do, don't they? So I like, you know, we're not so different, guys.
No,
but that,
my son
you guys have
broke up with his girlfriend because she wouldn't shave her legs.
God bless him. God bless him. Well, he's living with two women that definitely know how to take care of themselves. So he's the bar
yeah,
is so high for
his
girlfriend.
His life is going to have a tough time.
All right, there you go. And you guys, I have to say this and about this family. You know, Ashley and her mom, Vicky, and then Tim, her son. They are so close, and I appreciate them so very much. What a close-knit family they are, and to be able to work together and to make a difference for people. I know that people's confidence, my own confidence has boosted, you know, since I, you know, started working with you guys with my own situation, and, you know, I'm going to be with you guys for a long time. Okay, so. Anyway,
our relationships are forever, you know.
We build
strong, lasting relationships. And there may be a time that comes where we may not see our patients for a year or two mm-hmm. or four or five or six, you know, but they somehow always end up coming back to us. And I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the biggest form of compliment.
Yeah, I'm amazing, and I'm saying that because I live it, and I look forward to it, and, you know, you guys are very different in certain areas, but so similar. You can tell you guys are related and share the same DNA, which is cool, boosting confidence, women's confidence, men's confidence, that must be such a joy to do in your practice with the laser hair removal, the skincare, all the things that you guys do. When you see a woman walking out of your office and she feels better and looks better, and maybe she's been through a lot or maybe she hasn't, but that must be, what's that like to see a woman like leave? Yeah, what's that like when they walk out and they're super confident?
Such a high form of satisfaction to know that you've changed someone's life for the better. You know, I
wow.
just can't tell you a better feeling than that. You know, I mean, just to see them smile and to walk proudly with their head held high, you know, and to know that they've got it.
Yeah,
and
that's
cool. You know, we help them get there. I mean, obviously, it's really all about them because it's their continued efforts and maintenance and, you know, routines and regimens and lifestyle changes that they make to, you know, obviously make the transformation happen, but we certainly get them started on the right path.
That's great. I love that that you guys do that. Ashley, let me ask you a question. Your young man that you're working on, does he have more confidence now that he goes to school and's got, you know, seen a difference, whether how small or how big it is in his face? How's he feeling? Because guys don't talk much.
Yeah. He's very quiet too, and I try to make him laugh and get the most out of him that I can. But, you know, they just sit there with a little grin on their face and say yes. When he walks in, he feels like I can tell when he comes into the office that he just has more confidence. He walks into the room with a smile, and he's not, like, putting his face down and hiding. And he'll actually look at you in the eyes and smile instead of being shy and bashful and, you know, embarrassed of his skin.
Wow, that's amazing. Somebody just texted
me
and asked me this. Go ahead. No, please, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to share a little story with everyone that Ashley and I have both been working on this young girl. She's not even driving yet, so what is she, maybe 14 years old? Anyway, she suffered from a dog bite scar on her face, and she'd been through several surgeries with the plastic surgeon, and they kept trying to revise it, and all that. It just really wasn't working, so as a last-ditch effort, her mom brought her to us and asked if there was something we could do to help her. So naturally, we started with some fractionated resurfacing to, because that helps to break down the scar tissue and to keep it flat and smooth, as well as increase collagen production to fill in, you know, the hole from where the dog's tooth went in. And I
wow.
think this is her third treatment, and she comes in just smiling and so happy, and the results are amazing. It's just getting better and better, and I'm very happy for her and that we could help that happen.
Well, her mom was going to consider having another surgery if this wouldn't work, and I told her it's going to take time. You know, please be patient. Be willing, you know, to go month after month for a few treatments just so we can, you know, get it improved and to where, you know, she's happy.
Wow.
I was really dreading to have to go through another surgery. Her daughter really didn't want to do it, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. I would be the same way. I mean, and that's a tough age. Kids and teenage kids and junior high or junior high school kids can be really, really very, very brutal. And what a difference. Well, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
She just
walked in the office
and has the biggest smile on her face. And I ask her, how's it doing? Have you seen an improvement? And she just shakes her head with a big smile and says, yes.
Wow, what a great story. I love that. You guys are amazing. And one of the things you said just now, and you said a little bit during the show, everything takes time. So it took years to create a lot of this stuff, or, you know, or a dog bite, like you said. And so it takes a few treatments to, you know, to reverse things or to make them better. And how many treatments, let's say, for, you know, for someone to see a difference in their face, whether it's for aging, tightening, scars, is there any set treatment, or is it just a few treatments, or is every person different? That's probably the best way to ask that.
Every person is different, but we usually recommend to start out with 3 or 4 treatments. But then, of course, depending on, you know, the results the person is trying to achieve, how much damage is done already, and if it's just something that we're doing for preventative things. So, honestly,
right.
every person, you know, is individual, and it all depends on, you know, their situation and what they have going on. But usually we say 3 to 4 treatments to start, and you can always do more. So there's no limit to number of treatments that you can or cannot do.
That's okay, good thing. And I just got another text while you guys are talking. Does it hurt? And I'm not going to answer this. Cause, I mean, I'll answer it after you guys give your you know, my situation. I guess everyone's situation is different, but does it hurt?
Well, does it hurt? Everyone's pain tolerance is different. Everyone has a different level of the way that they tolerate pain. So the best way to explain that is that if you're not feeling anything, you're probably not going to get a great result. So in order to get a good result, you're going to have to feel something that's creating a change in your skin, whether that be a little heat, a little light, a little pinch, you know, and that intensity is going to vary based on the person's individual pain tolerance level.
I gotcha. My own experience with it is it can hurt, okay, but it feels like a little pinprick or maybe like a rubber band snapping against your skin. That's
a warm rubber band. Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. You do feel, you know, some a pinch and some heat. It's a little discomforting, but it isn't anything that's intolerable.
Right, it's not. It's not like anything. I mean, I've had, it's not bad, you guys. I'm just going to share with you. It's just not. And I've had a lot of things, you know, spots on my skin. And Ashley's the funniest. She's like, this time we're going to have to come back because still it's going to take a few treatments. Okay, Ashley. I love her. She's like, and, you know, she's just looking at the skin. I'm like, I got it. I'm not leaving. So it's all better. She's funny. Anyway, you guys have been wonderful. Share with us your Facebook or wherever people can go to look at your stuff and see what's up and connect with you. And they're on for the next three months, guys, okay? So, because we're going to do some wonderful things.
Yay.
Together. And, yeah, you're wonderful. I just love you.
Look
we're going to
keep Yeah, Elite Skin Vestments on Facebook.
INC.
Elite Skin Vestments, Inc. INC
Elite.
On Facebook.
Okay.
You can read all about every treatment that we do, you know, before, during, after. It's all up there on Facebook.
Cool. You guys got to go meet them. They're beautiful, and you can see what they look like and like their page.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Take care. You guys are wonderful, and I can't wait to have you on next month. We got some really special speakers. But, guys, you're welcome. You guys, it is a mind-body-spirit connection, and I'm going to tell you, if you're going to be a leader, you're going to look the best. I have to share this with you. I had a guy, and his son came in, and he said to me, the man came in for a coaching session. I had a little boy with him who's, I guess, about 12 years old. He goes, my mom, I don't like her to come with us. He said, because she's embarrassing. She doesn't take care of herself, but Dad did. And he goes, yeah, she just stays at home. She's depressed. And the little boy or the young man says, I don't like Mom to come with us because she's embarrassing. She's really overweight. She doesn't take care of herself. And Dad didn't. I mean, as a parent, we got to watch that too. Really, you know what I mean? So anyway, I wanted to share that with you. So there's always help that they can do. But she was extremely overweight, and because he showed me a picture of her and just didn't take care of herself. But Dad and he took his son under his wing. They were there both. Dad was asking me for some advice on some stuff. And so you gotta be the part. If you're gonna be a parent, then be the best parent you can be. And I think that is also taking care of yourself, because kids emulate you or do what you do, not what you say to
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your daughter.
Yes,
she's like an example of that. You know, and Tim,
yes,
too.
Yes, she is.
They do.
Absolutely. You do. You have to set a good example for them. And you're absolutely right. They follow what they see way more than what they are told.
Okay, there you go. If you want your kids' room to be clean, clean yours. That's something that my mom
called
me on time. All right, everybody. Our next show is on Sunday, and we've got a great St. Patty's Day show, and myself and Vicki, we're going to be having fun, and Ashley too. So you guys want to join us? Come on down. So anyway, you guys were wonderful. Thank you so very much,
thank you.
I appreciate you sharing. All right, take care,
thank
you guys. I'll speak
you.
To you. Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye.